This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
You know, as you guys know, I was in Chicago for a couple of days to start the week this week. And every place I go, I ask the same questions, you know, for the people that are open to the conversation. And most of the people I know obviously realize what I do for a living, and they'll discuss with me politics that they might not otherwise discuss. One group of people we were with, professionals that voted for Donald Trump, but they don't talk about it outside of our circle with Ivy and I don't believe, as they shared with us. And so I said, after Trump's speech in Helsinki, or press conference, I guess it was, I said, does it change your impression of the president? No, not at all. He has the benefit of the doubt going forward because the economy is moving along well. He's putting in judges that we like. He's rolling back regulation. He's concerned about the border and America first. And so for the people that I've spoken to, I've not heard one person yet who is wavering in their support of Donald Trump. Now, you've got James Comey out there saying, well, y'all need to vote for Democrats. It's morally imperative. Yeah, okay. How would that make sense? If Hillary Clinton were president, all of these major decisions by the United States Supreme Court of the last few weeks would have gone the other way. It would be a different America. And so I suppose for James Comey, that for the people, hashtag, the new Democratic tagline, by the way, hashtag for the people, he thinks you should vote for Democrats. Congressman Tim Walberg with me. I don't know what you hear in your district, Congressman, but I suspect you hear much of the same, which is people support this president. He has kept promises. He is on track. The American economy is doing so very well that people are willing to overlook a stumble at Helsinki, which a lot of people say he missed an opportunity at a minimum, and it could have been worse what he did there, depending on your opinion of it. But people are willing to give him breathing room and a chance to continue on.
Yeah, I think we're finding that very clearly what's taking place. And yes, he would love to hear the president say to Mr. Putin, hey, you said you're not surveilling us. You're not going after our election system. You're going to have to prove that. We don't believe that. He could have said that, but I think a lot of people are more pleased with the fact that the average increase in take home pay for a family of four in the 7th district, for instance, is $2,600, and there's been bonuses around, etc. They feel the economy's strong. There's optimism taking place. They feel more secure. Military has been bumped up where it ought to be. All of that speaks to the security. Moms and dads know that they have a future, and their kids have a future also that is brighter than it was before. But I think on the other side, Steve, of the ledger, those, as they move more toward making decisions come this November, you got to stop and think who would be the leadership along with Nancy or with Hillary Clinton. It would be Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader. You're looking at Maxine Waters as Financial Service Chair. That's not good stuff. That goes away from what's making this country great. So it is a sea change. There's going to be hiccups along the way, but in the process, we're trying to truly make America as great as it can be again.
Well, you're looking at the Fed predicting that the economy will grow better than 3% for 2018. As some parts of the economy, at least for smaller periods of time, we could see the economy a tick up 5%. 5%. So this is really remarkable, considering if you go back not too far, you would learn that the Barack Obama told us that 2% or less would be the new norm. I mean, that was the administration position of the previous administration, and that's just not the case. The economy,
well,
that's
what I mean, it was too.
Yeah,
it was
you look
at average of 1.5%, or excuse me, 1.7% over the course of his tenure.
Yeah, yesterday here on the program, we do a thing here every week called the sexiest job of the week, and yesterday we did a job announcement for the entire state, because no matter whether you're in the 7th district or the 1st or the 5th or the 14th. Ready-mix companies, concrete companies are hiring drivers and other people all over the state. They can't find enough people, and they're paying $20, $25 an hour, a couple of places even more, and they're finding it hard to hire people full-time at $25 an hour, including benefits, plus overtime, because the demand on jobs is so high in the state right now. I don't know how you argue with that.
I don't either. It's a good time. We can see where we let down on training people. in saying, listen, you don't all have to go to a university in order to have a great-paying job and a vocation for your life and opportunities for advancement along the way. And so we're starting to take that into attention and do more career vocational training. I love the governor's change of the titles from professional or from the trade program. We used to call them skilled trades.
Now I'm sorry. They're
professional trades because they are professional trades.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I was talking to another company
why
here.
Why would you say just a white-collar job is professional when, in fact, the blue-collar job, doing something that everybody wants, and everybody wants to know they can call a plumber, they can call an electrician, they can call a contractor and say, I need a job done, or a welder, and that's not professional? Of course it is.
Well, I was talking to an HVAC company yesterday. They're paying $15 an hour to folks to come in and get trained. If they like the person, they're willing to pay them $15 an hour while they go through the training process. Pay for that to happen. You know, they continue to work during the day, but they get trained, you know, so you can get paid to learn. I mean, and that's how much demand there is out there for the trades, professional trades, whatever you want to call them, plumbers, electricians, HVAC, you got it, concrete finishers, so on and so forth. See, the economy rolls along. I'll give you the last word, Congressman.
Well, you know, going back to Michigan, we're a state that has been known for working, manufacturing things, build things, construct things, and I'm glad to see it coming back where we have auto technicians that are in high demand right now, and who doesn't want someone who's well-prepared to fix their car when it happens to go bad? So let's keep moving forward and not be pushed back into what was. Let's put America in a place that leads the world, and it shows it in every way, shape, or form.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, enjoy the rest of your week. Always a pleasure having you here, sir. Thank you.
Enjoy the fishing.
Yeah, I certainly will, my friend. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to know more about that sexiest job that I just mentioned with the congressman from MichiganConstruction.com, go to SteveGruber.com. You can find out more. We have the sexiest job posted at SteveGruber.com. You can find out about job opportunities and possibilities. It's all from MichiganConstruction.com. Good folks there. I know a guy that started a job yesterday up in Flint as a result of that whole program. It's happening, and it's happening for you on the Steve Gruber Show.